The U.S. Geological Survey has been testing the different fluids used as de-icers and anti-icers on airplanes. The solutions often flow into storm sewers that end up in creeks and lakes. Researcher Steve Corsi says when the products are used during extreme weather conditions, they can build up in the environment.
Intense freezing rains are usually the worst ones, where you might see a little bit higher concentration, where there's more risk.
So the federal agency exposed minnows, algae, and other sensitive aquatic organisms to the de-icers and anti-icers. Corsi says de-icers are not as toxic as they used to be, but anti-icers that prevent ice buildup on airplanes are still toxic. The results of the tests are being sent to the Environmental Protection Agency, which is considering restrictions on how the fluids are used. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kornbach.